What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode numero 10. We've hit the double digits of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is The Real Spoons, also known as Matt. And here next to me, as always, is the Dick's Googler.
I was going to say like a made-up name, and then I aborted at the last second.
You aborted at the last second? You could have chose different words than
like,
that.
I was going to be like Herman Buttersworth.
Hummingbird Saltalamachia. Yes. Guy Buttersnaps, a.k.a. the heater. Phoenix Gold. We haven't played D&D in quite a while. Yeah. We need to get back to it.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens.
But yes, welcome back to the Mistakes Were Made podcast. It's great to have you here.
The last one was, you were still in the other house.
I was. I'm in a new house now, which we're recording in at this very moment.
The ghost is just over his shoulder.
Yes, there's a ghost. There's a demon that lives here. His name is Steve, and he likes to touch himself. Anyway, so... You know, we started out by talking about what we've been playing lately. Obviously, we've been playing a lot of the same games, you know.
Yeah, I've only been playing two things.
Yeah, what have I been playing? So, I've been playing Apex.
Yeah.
I've been playing more than two, actually.
Really?
Yes. So, Apex Legends, obviously, is the new big...
The hotness.
Battle Royale, free-to-play, from Respawn, developers of Titanfall. It's an awesome game. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Tetris 99, which Bags and I recently subscribed to Switch Online, so we were able to access Tetris 99. And I actually played it with Tommy Johns first, which made me go, "Oh shit, this is awesome!"
Yeah.
And then we got it, and we were like, "Yeah, this is awesome."
I pretty much got Switch Online for Tetris 99, and now I play it every single day.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Have you gotten first place yet?
No, my highest is 7th.
Gotcha. So if you don't know what Tetris 99 is, it's basically Tetris Battle Royale.
Yeah, it's like Tetris Battle against 99 people.
Yeah, so yeah, there's 98 other people playing, and then you have to be the one that survives the longest, basically.
And you're getting attacked.
While playing Tetris, yes.
By other people, and I kind of know how the attacking works a little bit. Yeah. Some games will get wrecked, and other games I won't, and I'm like, okay, I don't know why. RNG? I don't know.
Yep. One of the very few games where you're being destroyed by people probably in their 60s because they grew up with Tetris.
I said this to Spoons before. He was making dinner. I was playing Tetris on my phone on his couch. And I'm like, regular Tetris is really easy after playing a shitload of Tetris 99.
Yeah, because Tetris 99 has like... It's intense, you know? Like, makes you think quick, and all of a sudden you're just playing by yourself on your phone. It's
extra
like,
elements.
This is easy.
Yeah, it's actually not as fun. Like, Tetris on my phone now is not as fun as Tetris 99.
Oh, sorry to ruin it for you.
I have to, like, up the difficulty a lot to make it worth it for me.
Gotcha.
But I don't play a ton of games on my phone anymore anyways, so...
Except for Ding Dong XL.
Oh, yeah, Ding Dong.
I got all the characters now.
Yeah. I don't know if I have them all. I don't think I do.
The last one I got is the, it's an eyeball that, like, actually moves.
The last
like,
two
moves its
ones.
Pupil.
Sorry. The last two ones I got was the kind of funny logos.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the donut. I got all of them, but the donut is one.
I haven't played Ding Dong in a while.
It's fun. I even did the double mode.
Ding Dong.
I got like
the double mode is tough.
I got like into the 60s. I think
Ding Dong XL is a like Frogger style phone game.
Yeah, sort of.
It's like you got to get it back and forth across the screen.
A very simple game, but it's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
It's a dollar.
Since Tetris 99 came out, I've strayed away from the Ding Dong, but.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've also been playing Apex Legends. I suck. I killed myself with a drop ship the other day.
Yeah, there were like three squads left.
Oh,
all right, and we're playing. It's me, Chris, and our Bags and our other friend Ricky, and three squads left. And we're getting all ready. We're in good position.
We're like in a hallway.
And Bags kills himself.
Let me explain.
It wasn't a hallway.
Let me explain.
It wasn't a hallway.
The situation. All right. We were in. I'm gonna call it a hallway, but it was like how would you describe it? Like cutouts in a mountain type deal.
Yeah. Sure.
And so
it tells you where it's gonna drop.
Shut up. We all were facing one way. Like, waiting for the guys to come up, because we knew it was us and, like, another squad. So I call the dropship behind us. Essentially, the idea was to give us some cover on that side.
Yeah, it's like a care package that comes down and gives us stuff.
So I'm still looking the original way. And you and Rick are on the behind me, looking the other way. So you're like, oh, fuck, we're getting shot at. So I turn to run up to you, and that's just the time that the ship came down.
Sure.
And it crushed me in between the wall. Yourself. And you don't even go down. It's just insta-death when you get hit by one of those
Oh,
things.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, and then me and Rick are like we're like looking, we're like, we didn't even hear anyone shoot,
literally,
and
like,
you're just dead. And we're
literally,
like, what happened?
When it happened, I didn't say anything. I just put my hands in my face, like this.
Yeah,
like,
and then it took like 3 seconds go by, and I'm like, he killed himself with the care package, didn't he?
And then I'm like, I got off after that. Yeah. That was embarrassing. I'm not very good at mouse keyboard shooters, man. Like, I'll have my moments, but I'm
totally... Well, be like Rick. Use a controller. He tears it up with the controller.
I'm not going to.
Well, mate, you never know. You know?
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, it's really fun, though.
Yeah, it is fun. They did a bunch
really
of updates
well
today, right? Or
I don't know if the updates are out yet. Yeah, but they announced what they're going to be. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I would recommend it. It's free, so fuck it.
If you have PS4, Xbox One, or PC, it is free. It's on the Origin store on PC, not on Steam, so just get that.
Origin's
but,
hot garbage.
But yeah, but it's free, you know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You're not losing anything, but it's a really fun Battle Royale, and it's the closest one to kind of matching up with Fortnite. I mean, it's been growing at a faster rate than Fortnite did.
Yeah, I think it
to be honest,
over Fortnite.
But I feel like, I mean, well, viewer-wise.
Not in total, but for like a day or something on Twitch.
To be fair, like, Fortnite still is numero uno.
Every like, 5-year-old on the planet's playing Fortnite.
Yeah. Plus, it's on your phone. Like, Apex isn't on your phone or anything like that. And it's on the Switch if Apex isn't on the Switch yet.
So, speaking of Apex, it's published by EA.
Yes, it is.
And EA came out today or yesterday.
Today? It's brand new news, breaking news.
Yeah, we usually don't have that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have a press conference at E3.
Yeah, and you were saying...
From what the article I read, they're going to have a series of live streams.
Yep.
So I don't know what they're going to show there. Like, it could be... I don't know if it's going to be a Nintendo Treehouse type deal or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
Or if they're just going to show gameplay of existing games. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to just be a Madden tournament for 3 hours. Like, but that's the second
that
like
suck.
Big company that's like, yo, we're not going to be at E3.
Yeah. Sony and now EA. Yeah. Well, EA will still have a presence, though, apparently, during the E3
time. I'm assuming
time.
It's a third party, so they could have stuff on, like, Xbox stage.
Yeah.
You know?
It makes me wonder,
like, Anthem
though.
Was at Xbox, on Xbox stage.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and we'll get into Anthem after this, but it's interesting. Like, maybe they just don't have enough for a full press conference, like game on. You know, they're still developing
they just
or something like
Anthem,
that.
Have Apex, we'll respawn as Apex.
Yeah, so they're not ready to announce like DLC for that or something like that at E3.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they have the sports games always.
Yeah, Star Wars obviously is. Not
they,
doing
someone
well.
Someone needs to take the goddamn
Battlefield
Star Wars
just came
away.
Out not long ago. So the only thing I could think that they would show
they
probably
could show
is
the Battlefield
VR.
VR
yeah,
which
that's
they
probably
shot themselves in the foot by not releasing it on the day,
launch day,
and then releasing Apex.
Yeah,
that Apex is like, in my opinion, the king of VRs right now. It's not really, but in my opinion,
it's free.
Yeah,
it's the new hot item.
It's the new hotness.
Yeah, so interesting.
It's interesting how E3 seems to be evolving quickly.
Yeah, but you know what I'm very excited for is, like, Microsoft is going to kill E3 this year. Like, they're going to, like, hang dong.
You think so?
Oh, my God. With all the rumored shit that's going on.
You think they're
going
to come out and be like, this is an Xbox?
Are
they going to show that this year at E3?
I don't know if they'll show the next Xbox,
they're
but I think they're going to talk about the streaming.
New, oh, yeah.
The streaming happen. Game thing they're going to talk about probably.
Like with the Switch rumors and stuff?
Yeah, and just like streaming game. Maybe they're going to come out with a little box that like... can stream games, but I don't think it'll be like the next Xbox. Like, I think there's going to be a disc version Xbox that probably comes next.
So I listened to some other podcasts, and like, I'm going to credit, like, kind of funny, I listened to this morning, and they said, yeah, the discless Xbox One S is a rumor, right?
Yeah.
They're not gonna figure that comes out, whatever. You can get the Xbox One X, you can get the Xbox One S with the disc already. They already make that.
Yeah.
The next console generation, they're not gonna ditch CDs altogether.
Right.
They'll lose the market in physical media.
They'll have to come out.
Like, GameStop's gonna be like, you're not gonna sell video games like discs through us. Like, we're not gonna carry your console.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Yeah, so exactly. They're going to have a version which is just streaming or digital only, and then another version where you can buy the stuff.
And depending how that goes, then the next generation will probably either be
I think same thing, or
if you've
been in a GameStop, like it's kind of depressing. I feel depressed when I'm in a GameStop.
Yeah,
it's like all one wall is all like action figures and shit. Yeah. And you'd think I'd like that because I do like that stuff, but it's like it's not organized. It's like all over the place.
Yeah, but the good part about places like GameStop is the used game aspect. Like, there's plenty of people that don't want to pay full price for a game and they just get it used. Like, you know, I purchased used games not for a while.
Like stuff for kids. But, like,
yeah.
Well, kids are not gonna get like the newest thing day one.
It's yeah,
not gonna
yeah.
happen.
Or then they run good deals like on my Xbox One X stuff.
It's probably more for a lot of parents probably shop there. You know,
probably yeah,
but. You know, honestly, if they do make an Xbox One S without a disc drive and it's cheap, I might buy it because my Xbox One is
the original.
I have the OG.
Yeah.
And if it's cheap, like $200, $150, I would spend my money on that.
Yeah, like if they come out at E3 and they're like, here's a bunch of games that are coming out later this year.
If it comes with Game Pass.
And then here's Game Pass. And then here is the discless Xbox One. It's going to sell like hotcakes.
If they sell a discless Xbox One with not even, like, I was going to say a year, but a month of Game Pass, I would buy it.
Yeah.
And I'd probably keep Game Pass.
I've been thinking about, like, I've had Game Pass before, but I only had it to play State of Decay early or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Sea of Thieves, really, whatever it was.
I think the first time was Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
And you did it again for State of Decay.
Yeah, I think so. But I ended up buying State of Decay, expanded edition. Because it was only $60, and the base game is $40. So I was like, I might as well just pay for a regular video game, you know. Anyway. I've been thinking about trying Game Pass again, but it's just like, I've been so hooked on Apex, and I've been playing Sea of Thieves, too. And I'm just like,
literally everybody in our friend group is playing Apex.
I know, yeah.
Like every night.
It's crazy. So. Speaking of that, we have a buddy that just came on Discord that's probably about to move.
He's just waiting
Apex
for somebody to come on Apex.
But
yeah, no, like with Gears 5 coming out this year, like, and
I do not
like my, like our buddy Rick, his Xbox is done. Like, it's broken.
Yeah.
So
you get a new one, you give your old one to him.
That, or if they, if my, honestly, I'm afraid if I plug my, it's just not going to work. So
that's why I got the X.
Most of my games are digital anyway, so I'm just going to be like, I'll buy this thing. Like, I'll just, if Game Pass is on it, Gears will be on Game Pass.
Yeah. Indeed it will.
You know, for sure I would do that.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah,
well, we're kind of jumping around.
We are, but I think Xbox, like, they don't have Sony there. EA is
definitely
going to
show some new IP. That it's been 2 years since they said they had all those companies under them.
It's been a year,
a little
less than a year actually.
Really?
Yeah, but the thing is that those companies were, some of them are already working on games, so they'll probably come out.
Yeah.
And
a year.
Then after that is when, like, you know, I don't think we're going to see all of those companies come out at this E3 and be like, we have a game ready.
Yeah.
But definitely next
year
E3,
they should show something that's new.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did it with Scalebound, just canned it, but.
Yeah. The thing with Xbox, though, is that they're doing so much, like, around the games right now. Like the fact they have Game Pass almost makes it okay that they don't have exclusives. like that are worth getting because of how great.
I mean, did game you pass hear some is? Of the game like Fallout 4 is going on Game I know. Pass? Yeah. Like that's not it's a insane. Terrible game to and get on Game Pass.
All the you know, the Microsoft exclusive, like Gears will be on there. Halo Gears, will be, Halo Infinite's going to be on there.
Yeah, is Cuphead on that? It's a Microsoft exclusive.
I don't
exclusive.
Know. I don't know. Let's don't, see.
But yeah, no, I would like
Cuphead Game Pass.
Did you hear that they might? There's rumors that they're going to bring a Master Chief Collection to PC.
I did.
I would buy it again on PC.
Oh yeah, I would.
I would buy it in a second.
Will Cuphead be available on Game Pass? Yep. At least 2018 onwards will be on Game Pass. So Sea of Thieves is the first game on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So when did Cuphead come out?
It definitely came out before Sea of Thieves. 100% came out before Sea of Thieves.
Did it?
Yeah.
Because March 20th was Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so this isn't on Game Pass. Unless they've added
it. It wouldn't be if it's not on there, I won't be surprised if it gets on there eventually.
But I think what they might do, though, is this kind of leads into another topic. It's like there's rumors that you'll be able to have Game Pass on your Nintendo Switch. Is that when they announce that, they'll be like, announce a new slew of games that are added to Game Pass, and then Cuphead will be included
so
in
I
that.
So I just had a thought, right? Yeah. It goes along with the Switch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Microsoft and Nintendo seem to be pretty buddy-buddy lately?
Yeah, fucking each other in the ass.
What if they put Cuphead in Smash?
Oh, my God. That would be fucking so awesome.
Cool.
That would be so cool.
Oh, man.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
They've been so friendly. You know? Everybody's like, oh, because they
That own, would be nuts.
They own Rare, right?
Yeah.
So, what... Banjo, blah, blah, blah. Minecraft Steve, no.
Cuphead.
Fucking put Cuphead in that shit.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool.
That would blow my mind if they put Cuphead
that
in
that game.
That would
be so cool.
I think I want Cuphead more than Banjo.
I want Cuphead more than anything now. Thanks, Bags.
Because you know how Mega Man shoots... And like it's just his fire.
Yeah.
Like I could see Cuphead on the screen, like because he has the gun.
Yeah, yeah. He could like, you know, take his head off and splash
stuff. His upbeat, he could turn into the airplane real quick and just go up and then
that'd be awesome.
That'd be
right?
So sick.
Yeah, and like his final smash could be like, you know, one of like the enemies that he fights comes in and like he like hits you into them or something, and like the
or like
enemy
one of the supers in the game, you know?
Yeah, or that.
And then he has an alter skin that's Mugman. That'd be so
God
cool.
Damn.
That'd be
Nintendo.
So cool if they put Cuphead in Smash.
Yeah, do it. But yeah, I mean, if I have a feeling, and this would be great if they did this, but like at E3, if like Microsoft was out there, you know, they're talking about all the new stuff, and then like you kind of think the press conference is over, and then they're like, hold on, wait a second, and like it wouldn't be Reggie, I guess it would be the new guy,
Bowser.
He would come out, and people would lose their fucking minds before a word was said. Be like, introducing, like, or now, please welcome Doug Bowser, or whatever his name is. I'll be like, holy shit, oh my God, it's happening. Like, this is like what you dreamt of as a kid. It's like, what if there was one system, man, that had all the games? And like, now Microsoft and Nintendo might be doing that.
That'd be so sick.
You know, it might not be all the games, but Game Pass, like,
dude,
you know,
I would
they
play
have
the
all the Microsoft
shit
exclusive.
Cuphead on my Switch.
Yeah, so would I.
Or like
I would get Game Pass
like,
if they did
yeah,
that.
Like
I would play it on my Switch all the time. I'd play it on my Xbox,
or if
too.
They get this streaming service going, because the Switch can't really handle, like, a Gears of War, right?
Right.
But if you stream it, it could maybe handle it.
Yeah.
So I think that might be what they're going for. Microsoft never had a handheld. So they're like, Nintendo, listen.
Yeah.
We want a handheld.
Yeah.
Put our
We're
streaming
buy
service
you,
on this. That like they do a Netflix type subscription thing for their streaming service. It's on Switch, it's on Xbox, it's on whatever.
Yeah.
Man.
And then Nintendo, you know, since their online subscription is only $20 a year, maybe they have a new version that's like, you know,
bundled with the Xbox,
$40 a year, and you get Game Pass with it.
Let's
or something
just quit
like
our
that.
Job.
Yeah,
business.
Come on, let's
put Cuphead in Smash.
Hire us. What the hell? Right.
Now I can't stop thinking about
Cuphead and Smash. Would be so cool. They could have his own level too, and look like all design like
no,
that.
I can't stop thinking about Cuphead and Smash.
It'd be so cool.
It'll probably never happen though.
Yeah, I know, but you never know.
They put Cloud
you
in
think,
there.
You
they
think
they put Cloud in Solid Snake? First Western character to come.
Yeah, And you think that that Microsoft and Nintendo would never do anything together, and then, you know, stuff happening. Yeah, maybe, you know.
Dude, I would lose my shit.
That's the thing, is that, like, they're breaking down
walls. I haven't
heard
this.
Walls that have been up for years.
I haven't heard this idea anywhere, so people in the air better be like, yeah, mistakes were made podcast at Cuphead and Smash.
Well, let's see.
Time.
I'm a Cuphead.
This definitely exists
in
somewhere.
Smash Bros.
It auto-corrected.
Oh, yeah, look, Smash Bros. Subreddit. A move set for Cuphead and his pal Mugman from September 2018, when the game came out.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, so people already have their move sets down. That what it would be.
People have a lot of time on their hands.
I know. The Final Smash in 3DS and Wii U were transformational Final Smashes were common. I don't know what that means. Okay. In Ultimate, it would just be an energy beam as a standard beam type attack.
You could even add Mugman as a echo of Cuphead.
Yeah, that's probably what they
would just
do.
A skin,
Mugman as an echo fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick. I don't know if they'd ever
fucking
do
awesome,
it,
yeah.
But that'd be so sick. Now I can't stop thinking about it.
I actually played Cuphead the other day.
Did you? I need to beat it.
I cannot beat the...
Halfway through it.
I was playing as a plane. I was trying to kill something that kept shooting like fucking feathers at me.
Oh,
it was a bird.
The bird. Yeah. I think I beat the bird. I don't remember. I have to boot the
game. Yeah, you're
up.
Further than me.
But see, I have it on PC because I bought it.
Yeah, I played it on Xbox.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I can't stop thinking about COVID.
Let's switch topics here. So Anthem, right?
Yeah, so we were talking about EA before.
Anthem
Do you know
came
about
out.
The Anthem stuff?
Yep, I know.
Shit.
All that shit going on.
How it's breaking PS4s and crashing them and stuff.
Yep. And, you know, like, I didn't see that coming, but, like, I played, like, the alpha or whatever, the beta of Anthem.
I didn't play any of it, so.
And, like, it was fun. Like, everything people are saying about, like, oh, the flying's really cool and, like, you feel like Iron Man. Like, that's all true. Like, it's really cool. But it's just, like... It didn't grab me like Destiny and the Division like grabbed me.
Yeah.
You know, like when I first played them, I was like, this is really fucking cool. Like this was just like that part's cool, but like what am I doing?
That's
you know?
What
like,
I've
what,
been
what am
told.
I doing in the
that,
world?
That's what I've heard, that the game is fun, but it's like you're just going.
It's like purely like the mechanics are fun and stuff, but it's like the actual gameplay is like I don't know.
It's there.
And it's been under development for like 6 years, I think, and people were like upset that that's the state of the game when it released.
I mean, people are always going to be upset with a game no matter what.
Especially looter shooters.
Yeah, especially a game like this when the Destiny and the Division in a lesser extent has set the bar already.
Yeah.
It's like... People are like, oh, they made Division, Destiny made these mistakes, so Anthem shouldn't make those mistakes, right?
Yeah, but it's a different dev team.
Exactly, and it's going to be in development the entire time that all people are playing Destiny, right?
Yeah.
So figure, like, when Destiny 2 came out, figure Anthem had 25% of development still left.
Yeah.
And anything that was already developed that resembled an issue Destiny had...
It's too
They're
late.
Not gonna go back. That's like
and
to
delay
fix
the game.
It. It's gonna be a patch later.
Yeah.
Like you can't do that. That's not the game will never release if you want it to be that way.
And you gotta remember too is like Anthem was like it's the first game. So like Destiny 2 had a lot of issues at launch and like they should have been fixed because they had the experience
of Destiny,
Destiny 1,
which
so
I,
that's
like,
why people.
I feel burned by Bungie still for that. I'm not gonna not get Destiny 3. Because of it,
I actually really love Destiny right now. But
because
all the stuff, Season of the Drifter started.
I should play it more,
but they definitely like fixed it.
Like it's definitely like a bad taste in your mouth. It didn't make me stop playing Destiny 2.
Yeah,
I put a fuck ton of hours in that game.
Yeah,
because I had it. I maxed out a character on Xbox and then bought it on PC and maxed out two more characters.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do now actually is sorry, this is off topic, but I was just playing like Season of the Drifter started I think Tuesday or something like that. And like you can actually I think the max level is 650 or something like that. And you can get these quests that will give you 640 gear when you complete them. And all it is just, like, killing certain things. Like, they added these things in so that you could boost your level up to, like, the max, pretty much. So that you don't have to... Like, I'm not even 600 yet. So you can get things... You can beat these quests, and there's like helmets and stuff you get when you beat them that are 640. So then mm-hmm. that boosts your power level up. Mm-hmm. So then you don't have to grind for like 40 levels.
Or yeah.
More. So they did add some stuff in there that like makes it so even if you haven't played forever, like I haven't played for a while, and I went back in, and it's like, okay, well, I'm already getting 640 stuff, so I'm boosting my power level up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, so the Division 2, that kind of goes into another topic, was like, you know, the Division 1 had a lot of issues when it launched, and people are hoping, and it looks like there won't be that many issues. Like, is there going to be a looter shooter that comes out that doesn't have issues in like
no,
the first like
never
week.
Gonna be like that.
Like, I mean, the Division 2 has probably the best chance because of everything they've shown and what they've apparently learned from the first game. So hopefully, Division 2 is like actually gonna live up to the hype. I'm interested in it. I'm not gonna get it at launch. I know you aren't either.
Division 2, I'm not gonna get it at launch. Probably going to get it if everybody else gets it. I really like the Division. I stayed away from Anthem. For these reasons, and I'm not going to get Anthem as of right now. I'm not planning on getting it.
Same.
Division 2, you know, I was definitely more of a fan of the Division, so
yeah,
I'm definitely
same
into
here.
It, but we'll see.
Yeah, I like the, just every, I liked everything kind of about the Division. The only thing that pushed me away was like how difficult it was to get good gear and like level up. It's like in the beginning of the game, it had a lot of grinding issues
like,
where it was like a ridiculous grind
for me. And now, like the Destiny issue now is if, like, so I stopped playing it. Then when they made all these changes, I didn't start playing it, so I'm so behind. I have to super grind to get up to where I would want to be to have fun again.
You don't. That's what I just said. They added quests in that get you.
Fuck.
They give you gear for 640.
So I
and it's
do
like
that,
super easy quests too to do.
Do you I have to buy the DLC for that?
It's part of Season of the Drifter, so I don't think so.
Okay.
You should. I have the annual pass though. There's a lot of cool shit in the annual pass.
I mean, I'll check it out.
Gambit is like.
But anyway,
one of the best things I've ever done.
That's what happened with the first Division, right? So so that first raid came out and we played that. And to me, the first raid in the Division,
it's not
the
a
first
raid.
One, it was just like a horde mode that was super hard. I never beat it.
Yeah.
And
apparently, in this one, they're focusing a lot on the end game too, which
includes
raids
and
shit.
In this one, in Division 2, they made a point to not have bullet sponge enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the first raid in Division 1 felt like. Just dudes that were...
Yeah, I don't want
like,
bullet
like a big boss that was a bullet sponge and a bunch of little guys who would just kill you while you're trying to kill the boss.
Yeah.
And apparently in this one, they steered away from that. It's
good.
What I've heard, it's not as run and gun. It's more of a cover shooter.
Yeah.
Like you have to take cover and pick
fine.
Apart people. That's what I've heard in different various podcasts and things, but...
Well, that's one thing I liked about, like, the Destiny raids that we did is, like, it wasn't so much, like, the mechanics were hard. And it wasn't like, this guy's just got a lot of health, so all we got to do is just take a lot of time. It's like, oh, shit, you need to communicate. Like, these mechanics are difficult. You got to time everything properly. Like, that's how the Division should be. Like, even though it's set in some more realistic kind of environment than Destiny is, like, there's still things they could do that, like, you know... Our mechanic base rather than oh this guy's just got a lot of health
you know?
like in Destiny like there's the fucking guy's got like the orbs that come together or whatever and you gotta shoot him
that one
was really difficult the guy that looked like a fucking diamond or whatever in the middle the one that we hated to do
I fucking hated that thing.
but the mechanics were really hard. It wasn't like the guy had a lot of health. It was just like
I get what you're
it
saying.
Was tough because they made
like,
the mechanics hard.
But at least it makes it entertaining if that's the case. It's not like Division 1, right?
Yeah, it's like, I know I
can
do
just sit here
this.
And shoot this guy for 20 minutes until he dies.
Yeah.
Like, that annoyed me. But I really like that survival mode that the Division 1 had, and they're bringing that back. And
I don't know if they're bringing it back at launch, though. That's
maybe not. I'm not getting Division 2 at launch. That first weekend, I think it's next weekend, is going to be server shit.
Yeah,
you know.
I know our buddy Pat's probably getting it at launch, so he'll let us know if.
Yeah, he'll let us know. I'm definitely gonna get
it.
If he's getting it, I'm gonna get it. Like Division was always fun. I liked it. It's in Washington D.C. now.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
The games as a service, man. Like for me, I know you're still playing Destiny. I haven't played it in a while.
And Sea of Thieves. That's all free.
That's kind of like a different thing.
Yeah.
But like I'll put in I put in a bunch of hours for Destiny 2 and just stopped. Like like that lull in between the first three DLCs. I didn't even play the third DLC in full. So
that's kinda like
Destiny 2's like the season pass DLCs were not that great.
Up until Forsaken.
It's like, all right, let's make these let's give them a season pass, and they'll get all the shitty DLCs for cheaper, and then make them spend. How much was the biggest, the newest expansion? Like $40.
$40, yeah.
Like that's
totally worth it, though.
I can buy a whole game for $40 on like Switch or even Xbox.
But that's the thing, like about that I actually like about games as a service is like, okay, so the game comes out, you really like, you're in like that grace period of like, oh, there's not a lot wrong with the game, but then like. Eventually you hit a wall and then it's like, okay, I'm done. But you had a lot of fun playing that original kind of grace period. And then like you can come back to the game whenever you want and it's like, oh shit, there's a lot of like even if you have to pay $40, but it's like there's a lot they've changed.
For me that's almost gets like confusing. A new game. Like I get confused. Like
it's
like,
not that
what
confusing.
What do I do with this? What do I need? What's the meta now? Like it'll take research to like get back into the game.
Well or you can just ask me and
that's
and
true.
Rick,
I could.
Because
yeah.
we know pretty much all of that shit. Even with like it's different. So I understand that like it sucks to pay for something again that you kind of already paid for.
Yeah.
And but sometimes games like it's like Sea of Thieves, they have everything for free. So like they're actually coming out. This is kind of like other news, but on March 20th is the 1 year anniversary of Sea of Thieves, and they said that they're announcing a mega update. And I already know some things that are coming in it. Because I'm part of the Pioneer program, which allows you to play a different build of the game that has a bunch of early shit.
No,
I'm under NDA.
Okay.
So I can't actually talk about
that
stuff.
Oh, Mr. Like professional over here.
But
he's got NDAs and shit.
But it's really fucking cool shit, and it's going to change the entire game.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it's all free.
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine you really enjoyed Sea of Thieves in the beginning, you haven't played it for a year, and you come back, it's a completely different game. Like that's what I like about games as a service, is like there's always the opportunity to like you come back and it's like, oh, this is why I love the game. Oh, there's more shit to do now. Like it's not like back in the day where we play like, you know, I don't know, fucking
I play like
what's
Mario 64
like
80 times.
Ocarina of Time is a great game, but it's like
so many times.
But it's never gonna change. Like
well,
there's never gonna be
that.
You know, updates or to bugs or what, you know, whatever for something like that.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, yeah. So, I mean, even like single player games nowadays add new modes, add new
things.
Yeah,
like
to
New
do.
Game Plus and God of
yeah,
War.
Like,
sure
freaking
like
No Man's Sky added multiplayer and then they added like base building and a bunch of other shit. But, or like Fallout, probably, I think they added like more building shit you can do in like Fallout 4 or whatever. Not 76. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. But, that's what I like about games.
It's just a different environment. Yeah, I like it. I just haven't like since Overwatch is the longest game I've played. Like,
yeah,
like, and that's not even like the same games as a service that we're talking about. It's just like an online shooter, right?
Yeah,
like a multiplayer shooter.
But it evolved. Like,
that's the game I played the most. I played the game for like 2 years straight, like every night almost.
Nerd.
And you know, I everything ends. I stopped playing it.
Now you have Apex.
Yeah, we'll see how long I play that. I suck at it, so
you'll get better.
Yeah.
In
I'll
time,
kill myself with more dropships.
But you know what I started playing though? This just reminded me. I started playing Magic the Gathering,
like the
arena,
really?
The digital one.
Why not? Just go back to Hearthstone, bro.
No, like Magic has like. Cool mechanics and stuff. And like I did the tutorial and then I beat someone online actually.
Okay.
But it's actually it was a lot of fun. So and it's free.
Alright.
So there you go.
That's cool.
But apparently there's a game like I have this game called Eternal that I've played a little bit of. And apparently it takes what's the best in Hearthstone and what's the best in Magic and combines them. But they had like really bad marketing. So, like, it never really got, like, off the ground, I guess. And, like, that, like, you know, was big on Twitch or whatever.
Yeah.
But from what I played of that, that's fun, too. Anyway, that for some reason, that reminded me that I played Magic. I'm not sure why. But, anyway.
Yeah, like I don't know. Magic has never grabbed me. Like, I've never been. I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was a kid.
Yeah.
I had the fucking Game Boy game where I could play Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a phone game, too. But I just couldn't. Aside from Hearthstone, which I still would... I would love to get back into Hearthstone. It's just a lot to, like...
relearn.
Yeah, the
meta changes so often.
Yeah, and getting the cards to be able to, like, have a meta that works.
See,
it's just a lot.
That's the thing,
though.
It's
a game as a service. It's another thing.
Yeah. That's the thing, though, about Hearthstone, is that... I was actually talking about this with John from football. And is that Hearthstone, the way it works is like Blizzard basically decides what the meta is. So then that kind of like forces you to buy cards whenever the meta shifts.
Oh, yeah, that's not cool.
Just because like every 3 months or whatever, they like remove certain cards out of like the standard format and then they add new cards in.
Got it.
Yeah. So like in games like Magic... From what I was told, because I haven't played a ton of it, but games like Magic and Eternal, like there's like in Eternal you have a 75 card deck, in Magic you have a 60 card deck, so it's like, there's no like, they're not the companies that make that aren't dictating what the meta should be like.
Yeah.
Like players can change what the meta is if they just if they figure out. Like a new
that's like,
a new way to make a deck.
That's like a gun combination in Apex or like,
yeah, exactly.
Like a team comp in Overwatch.
Yeah,
like the,
exactly.
The Blizzard doesn't push that.
Yeah,
in
Blizzard
Overwatch.
They remove cards, add cards, nerf cards, and like they're the ones deciding. So that makes you kind of like buy
but
new
I,
packs.
I mean,
and
I mean,
stuff.
I guess you know, like Overwatch, the you had different team compositions that they would change. They would nerf or buff.
Right,
characters,
but you don't
change.
Have to spend money though in order to keep
true.
Up with it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you know you have to buy the new
so
heroes
Apex.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I get it.
So, yeah, so that's like Hearthstone does a lot of things right, but like the thing that kind of made me stop playing was like, oh, there's like I just spent $30 on packs, and then you know 3 months go by, and it's like, oh fuck, I need to
none of those cards
now,
I spent money on work anymore.
Yeah, now like it's not the meta, and
right.
I have to buy new cards, new packs, hoping I get the cards that I need. You know,
yeah.
Like it's just like I just got tired of putting money into it, so I just stopped doing it.
Because it's really fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. But the best part though is that like Eternal and Magic, they have the same charm as Hearthstone. Like the visuals and everything is literally just like
I'll have to check
like,
it out.
Like the mechanics in the game are really cool. Like in Magic, you actually have like a graveyard or whatever that you can like take cards from. Like it's like a bunch of stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's like a bunch of stuff that like Hearthstone just doesn't have. Like Hearthstone's a very simple game compared to like Magic and Eternal.
Yeah.
But still good. It's just simpler. Yeah. Anyway.
That's cool.
Yeah. But let's see. We got two more topics to go over here. Days Gone, which I don't know enough about.
I know a little bit about it because I watched some of the trailers and I listened to a podcast where they talked about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. Like, I probably won't buy it day one. I might buy it, like, the weekend after it comes out. It's an open world, you know.
Digital?
Yeah, I'd get it digital. I get everything digital.
Yeah.
Open world, obviously. I've talked about my thoughts about open world games on this podcast before.
Yeah.
Like, if it gets tedious, I lose interest. I hope it's not like that. I'm like, that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to get it day one.
I hope it's like God of War with a motorcycle.
It's more open world than God of War.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be more like an Assassin's Creed Odyssey or like a Horizon type deal.
Yeah.
The characters look interesting to me. The world looks beautiful. So I'm definitely going to check it out. I mean, the last two PlayStation exclusives I went in with that mindset were awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping for another
less
instance like that.
Three?
I mean, God of War, Horizon.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Spider-Man, I knew I was getting that day one. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
God of War, I didn't get day one. And Horizon, I got, like, 2 months after. Because I didn't have a PS4.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's an open world thing, so I hope the story is streamlined enough to keep my interest. Because I, like, I'm more of a story guy than an open world. Let's check everything and buff everything and fucking upgrade my motorcycle every 10 minutes.
Yep.
I talked about maybe on the last podcast how the motorcycle works. It's that's like your spawn point. You have to take care of it.
Gas and shit.
Yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what that game's like. I haven't seen any footage since the embargo lifted, but I've heard them talk about it. And the general consensus I got was that people are excited.
Cool.
Which I'm pretty excited for. I mean, Sony exclusives have hit it out of the park, so
yeah.
Like, even if nobody said anything, I would be have my eye on.
Have you played Red Dead since you?
No, it's not. I wasted my money on that game. Like, that game is not for me. Like it's a good game, like sure, like, but that game,
yeah,
I should have known.
I know, but it's like every time, it's like it looks so good.
I know,
and like you're like when you first start playing, you're like, all right, maybe I'll get used to the controls or whatever. But then, like, you know,
have you played it at all?
5 hours in, you're still shotgunning horses in the head when you don't like, mean
we
to.
We played it at our buddy's house.
Yeah. Like, I've only played it to test it on the 4K TV, and that was
like,
it.
Like, I just, it doesn't grab me. The story doesn't grab me. Like, it's nothing about it grabs me. And GTA 5, Grand Theft Auto games have never grabbed me.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I don't know why I thought Red Dead would be different.
I have been tempted to try Red Dead Online, though.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, a BR mode and things like that.
I hear it's janky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's, like, they're updating all the time. It was still in beta.
Yeah.
And if it's not still in beta, it's only recently out of beta.
Yeah.
It's just Rockstar style games are not for me. I'm probably not going to get one again. Yeah. It's just not my thing. The Red Dead story, which is the only reason I would play it, I hear is very long.
Yep.
And just a lot of riding your horse to different places. You know, it just, I can't do it. Sorry, Rockstar and everybody who loves Red Dead.
Yeah.
Just can't.
But it sucks. You made a poor decision buying
it. I
didn't
say it sucks.
Don't play it. No. Yeah.
I said it's not, you know.
Just not for you.
Yep, not for me.
All right.
It's got one topic left here.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
And it's PAX East, baby. Woo, 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 woo. So, I'm going with Tommy Johns and Danny D-Train.
I think Pat's going.
And Pat is going as well. I'm going with Tommy Johns and Danny D-Train.
Yeah.
I think Pat's going, Matt's going.
I think that's it.
Lil C going?
Weasel? Son? Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Matt's whatever, I don't want to talk about.
Go ahead.
No, that's nothing to do with video games. So.
Yeah. All right, so big news, you know, Twitch isn't going to be there at PAX.
Which is kind of weird. They take up like a big chunk of the floor.
It's very weird. There's going to be a Magic the Gathering Arena tournament or something like that there. So I know my two cousins are pretty into that. So they like that. Sorry. I'm really looking forward to, like, I've been enjoying going through like the entire indie game section of PAX. And like,
that's
where I found I was with Tommy Johns last year. We found The Messenger, found Dead Cells, or we found Dead Cells actually at TwitchCon in the indie section, but like I think they were still there. We found it's like these really cool like party games and stuff. And like those are the type of games that like can blow up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you already know like those big AAA games, like people already got their eyes on them and stuff like that. But like these games, like you can find like a hidden gem and be like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like Project Warlock is a really cool game. I've seen Lyric play that on stream. And like we got to play it at PAX, which is really cool. So I'm looking forward to it, you know.
I think I've gone the last 3 years.
Yeah, but I think
this is the first year I'm not going.
If
since we started
whenever
going.
The next time you go is like get an Airbnb because that's what we did.
Yeah,
and like it was like $300 something for 3 nights.
Did you set the Airbnb up?
Tommy Johns. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was like $320 something for total for 3 nights. So split between three people ends up being like $100 for the whole thing, which is like
that's not the situation I'm going through right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
Oh, well, it's like 15 minutes out of Boston, and like, that's like the night, like what you would spend for like one night in a hotel. It's like we're getting three nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. So yeah, but I'm excited for PAX East. And if you guys want to meet up, just bring your road flares, put them outside the convention center, and I'll find you.
There's so many people outside that convention
center. Yeah, but if you do want to meet up,
I won't be there.
Just tag me on Twitter, The Real Spoons, and we'll say hi and we'll hang out.
I know I'm gonna regret. I'm probably gonna regret not going, just like I regret not going to other things you've gone to before that I've been invited to. But I've been to PAX the last 3 years, and the first year was awesome. Fucking loved it.
You know what? All three years, though?
All 3 years have been fun. Yeah, the Fire and Ice thing.
No. You know they might announce Borderlands 3 at PAX. You're going to miss it. And I'm going to be like, oh, look at these pictures. Borderlands 3. Oh, I played it, but I don't even like Borderlands.
I'll just watch it on the internet. I like Borderlands a lot.
Oh, are you going to play it from home? Or are you going to play it?
No, shut up. I have a lot going on. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to take the days off right now. I have fun at PAX the last 3 years I've gone, but every year there's been less games that it actually, like, it's been less fun to me. Like, the actual convention, not everything else.
That's because you're hanging out with the wrong people.
I'm hanging out with you guys.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I'm not probably not
going
to go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, never mind. What are you talking about?
A patch just came on Origin. I thought I was going to load up. Yeah.
No, I know I'm probably gonna regret it in the end, but it's whatever.
Yeah, well,
I got what? When is it? When's PAX?
End of March.
Okay, so it's this
last
month.
Weekend in March. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, this will be the year where they give out.
The next weekend's my girlfriend's birthday. Like, it's just a lot for me.
Gold. I don't know. What do you really want?
The balloons.
Yeah, they're gonna gold the balloons. They're gonna give away a discless Xbox One to everyone.
Oh yeah, that's what's gonna happen. No. Comic Con's been more my jam. Honestly, I didn't even go last year because I was away.
Yeah. I went to Comic Con.
Yeah, I was on vacation. I was visiting my sister in a different state.
Excuses.
But anyway, yeah, I'm you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna be a year that I would like, and I'm not going. But
yeah, well, I'm going next year too. So
I'll probably go again next year. But I've only gone one day. I think the last two times you've gone too.
I've gone to
the last first time. Year. We all only went one day.
Yeah.
The last two times I've only gone one day ever. Like, I've never gone more than one day.
Well, last year I went 2 days, and that was good because the first day, like I waited for, like, to play Scum for 2 hours first day.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't a great experience, but, like, I was like, all right, I have the next day to, like, I'm not wasting my time, you know?
You don't have to, yeah.
Yeah, like, that was good, and... But it makes it even better now to go, like, 2 days, now that, like, we're doing Airbnb, because it's so much cheaper. I'm not, oh, shit, I have to pay for another night. It's
I think the
really
first
that
year
money.
That we went, it was, like, Overwatch and all, like, that's the year I met the Funhouse guys.
Yep.
Like, everything I liked was there, like, everything that first time
I wish
I went
Kind of Funny was going to be there.
Yeah, they're usually there, and they're not at this
that's
one.
That's all right, though.
But they're going to be in New York April 6th.
I know.
I don't know if I can go with this. They're going to be there then.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go.
Because the next day is my girlfriend's birthday. Yeah. But
why don't you tell her to go? See, Kind of Funny.
No.
Then she'll fall in love with
I
them.
I can't do that because it's her birthday. And last year on her birthday, I was in Boston at PAX.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe she'd go to PAX.
No.
Maybe she likes to be Kind of Funny.
Anyway, yeah, I know I'm going to regret it, but you're going to have a good time.
Yep. And I'm going to keep sending you selfies of me with famous people.
And
be like, oh, shit, someone just gave me a Ferrari.
Oh, it's clapped,
and they were giving out another one, but no one else.
But that's what's going to happen.
Yep. Well, you'll see. If that happens, you owe me $1.
All right, $1.
If I get a Ferrari for free.
Well, I gave, just gave you like a $4 beer. It's fine.
Yeah, well, but I got a Ferrari.
It's fine.
Anyway, I wouldn't even want a Ferrari. I'd still want it. I'd sell it and buy a Tesla.
Sell a Ferrari?
Yeah. Buy a Tesla and then have a lot of money left over.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the last topic we had. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to episode number 10. We made it! 2 digits!
When did we start this podcast?
Oh!
It took us this long to get to 10.
I don't even know. Let's see. How long did it take us?
We said we were going to do one a month. Now I'd like to transition to at least... I'd like to do once a week.
Our first one was August No. This we uploaded all these on the same day, so it was before August 12th, probably like the first week in August.
Right, we started on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, or probably like June.
Yeah, probably.
Probably June.
So almost a year, and we got 10 episodes in.
That's fine with me.
No, you know, but I do since
you. No, that's actually good. Like once, do you want to do once a month? You said.
That's what we.
It hasn't even been 12 months yet.
That's true.
And we've done 10 episodes. We're ahead of schedule. We'll see you guys in 2 months because we've already done our part.
No, but I would like to do some more frequently.
Yeah.
Now that things are starting to settle down a little bit.
Yep.
Just moved in. Yeah, it's easy now. There's nobody here. I can just come home and we can bang them out. We did a podcast right before this. Go check it out, Just Because.
Just Because Podcast. Just Because
Podcast. We talk all about beer in this episode.
Yes, we do.
It's a fun time.
So if you like beer and you like podcasts, this is for you.
But yeah, no, I would like to do it a little more frequently.
Yeah.
If not this one, at least Just Because, because this one we're dependent on news. If we did it weekly, you know, maybe some things don't happen. But
yeah.
But it's fun. It's a good time.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll probably see you in a few weeks or something like that, you know, before PAX probably, I would imagine.
Yeah,
if not, then probably right after PAX. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Peace out.
Appreciate it. Later.